Acadien.com.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hey, good morning. It's Medicine Ball Caravan Time here on Public Radio, KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. And we're getting ready for Festivals Acadia et Creole. It's setting up right now in Girard Park, just about a block away from the KRVS studios. We're going to have Pat Mould from Festivals Acadia et Creole in just a few minutes. Talk a little bit about what's coming up over the next few days right here, there in the heart of downtown, well, in the heart of Lafayette, I guess, right off the campus of UL. We're going to listen to music this hour from our own backyard, including Cedric Watson's new one with Bijou Creole. It's called Les Troubadours Creole. We'll also slap on Beausoleil's most recent effort from Bamako to Karen Crow, Beausoleil avec Michael Doucet. But Corey Ledette has a brand new album. Corey and his Zydeco band incorporating Lil Buck Senegal on guitar. From his new album, Destiny. Corey Ledette, Need Your Love.
to see where you need to be.
50 sous des sous le comptoir. Avec ma sacrée dans des coupoules, mon tiré dans la fenêtre. Ma sacrée dans des coupoules, mon tiré dans la rue. Allez jamais dans un restaurant avec un 50 sous dans ta poche.
Michael Doucet avec Beau Soleil, going on with a track from the latest album from Bamako to Karen Crow. That was Chanson de 50 sous. Before that, Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole doing Baby Please Don't Go from Le Troubadour Creole, and a riff on that same number from Corey Ledet and his Zydeco band kicked off this morning's program. Need Your Love remix from Destiny, Corey's latest album. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Time to look at the weather. Another nice one on the outside. Sunny with a high of around 82 degrees, a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Patchy fog overnight, otherwise clear skies with a low of 60. Currently it's fair and 75 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. The Cane Fire Film Series will present the documentary Good Old Frida. That will be screening on Monday, October 14th, this coming Monday, at 7:30 p.m. at the ACA, the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the James Munkus Theater. Good Old Frida is a new film, a documentary by Ryan White about Frida Kelly, who is the the lifelong secretary to the Beatles. She was there from the beginning till the end, and it's her story. And that will be screened again, a brand-new documentary screened this coming Monday, 7:30 p.m. at the James Munkus Theater at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. If you would like a free pair of tickets to see this film, but the only catch is you have to be able to make it to the KRVS studios by next Monday afternoon to pick them up, because I'm not going to trust the mail to make it to you in time. So if you can make it to the KRVS studios and are interested in seeing Good Old Frida Monday evening at the James Munkus Theater, be caller number 3. I'll take caller number 3 here at 482-6991. Again, that's 482-6991. And while we do that, we'll listen to a tune by Terrence and Marcella Simeon. They covered a John Lennon tune, and it is John Lennon's birthday today, by the way, from En Français, Volume 2.
Y a des plages, je me rappelle, moi, tout mon pays, mais y en a qu'à changer. Y'en a peut toujours, mais pas mieux.
Y'en a qui gon, y'en a qui resté.
Tous ces places ont eu le moment. Avec nos amours et amis, je me rappelle moi. Y'en a qui vit et qui sont morts.
Dans ma famille, je l'ai tous aimé.
Sans que pareil que toi, et ce mémoire belle valait.
Quand je chante à l'amour nouveau,
ce qu'on n'est pas jamais perdre l'affection pour le monde et l'échange qu'a passé avant.
habité j'anglais.
Dans ma vie, je l'ai tous aimé.
Les affections, tout le monde et l'échange qu'a passé en vent. Je connais moralité et j'anglais. Dans ma vie, je t'aime autant. Dans ma vie, je t'aime autant.
And a real nice rendition of In My Life, the John Lennon tune. It is John Lennon's birthday today, and good old Frida will be screening next Monday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. With me, I have Chef Pat Mould, and I'm going to have to tell many of you, it's that time of year, man.
That's
things
it.
Are kicking in Girard Park right now, I would imagine.
Oh, I was over there for the last 4 or 5 hours. All, you know, tents, but people started popping up their tents on Monday, see, so it's amazing. But we started putting up the official festival tents today.
And they don't even need tickets, but yet they're there.
Yeah, yeah. They come stake out their spot, man, and making sure that they got a prime spot to this festival is really like a big family reunion.
You know? It really is. Uh-huh.
It's a self-celebration of our Cajun and Creole culture. It's an opportunity for all your families to come out and celebrate our heritage. But it's also what's really gotten interesting is it's a big family reunion for the musicians. You know, a lot of these guys travel all year round, and this is the one weekend out of the year they're all in the same spot.
Right.
So it's a great time for them also.
Musicians and fans alike. I mean, it seems like it's sort of like a Christmas kind of thing. You see people that you only see that's the time of year I see them. I see this group. I can name 4 or 5 people that I see every year during festivals of Carrier Creole. I mean, without fail, if they're living out of town, they're going to come back for that. And like I said, especially musicians because there's all this going on at this one weekend. You know,
so. Exactly. I was running into a buddy of mine yesterday. I was looking. I was taking pictures of people popping up. Tent, and I didn't recognize him at first, but I was like, hey man, what's going on? And you know, he had been in Alabama, you know, and again they come back. He was talking about this festival they went to in Alabama, and he tells those people in Alabama, he says, you guys don't know festivals, man. Uh-huh. Y'all need to come to Lafayette. We'll show you how to do a festival.
You're right. And speaking of that, you know, how many years has Festivals of Carrier?
39th year.
39th year. Wow. So next year is going to be the big 40. Wow.
Big 40, man.
So you know, when festivals started, I mean, you know, nowadays we have a festival every weekend
right.
in Louisiana. But back in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s when this started, there was nothing going on. I mean, this was it pretty much. I mean, you know, and everyone from all the towns around would just, you know, I remember I was in Mamou. We'd stay in Lafayette for 3 days.
I mean,
you know, a group of us would stay in a house. It's just become just the big get-together every year. So now with so many festivals, there's a festival basically every weekend somewhere.
Yeah.
everyone, I think, looks at this as the big Papa Festival, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've always called it the granddaddy of all the festivals, you know, because it's just like you said, back in the day – there were, I mean, other than, you know, the big, like the rice festival,
right.
the sugarcane festival, the big agricultural festival.
The yam festivals. Those were going on since I was a child before that.
Right, exactly. But there was no real Cajun and Zydeco music festival, per se. Mm-hmm. I mean, Festivals de Carrianza Creole was it. I mean, in New Orleans, you had the Jazz Fest, you know. So I look at these two festivals as being kind of, you know, the granddaddies of all Louisiana festivals. And I don't say that just because I'm involved, but I think if you look at it from a historical perspective, I mean, there was not a festival back in the early 70s like this that focused strictly on the music. But it also, over time, evolved into the food, the crafts, the language has always been an integral part. But it kind of started kind of combining all the aspects of what we do from a Cajun and Creole standpoint, which nobody else had done.
All right. And through the years, I think I heard you mention this on one of your when you were speaking to someone over the last couple of weeks that this festival was it was kind of spread out. The food festival was elsewhere,
yeah.
and it was your idea, one of your ideas to kind of combine everything, put it all in one spot. And
I used to participate in the Bayou Food Festival as a participant because that was back in the day when it was in the Hyman Center,
right.
And then was the chef at Cafe Vermilion Vale and Charlie G's, we did the festival. We had a booth a few times, and we didn't really do that well. I mean, it wasn't really a big money maker. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, man, and then loving the music like I do, I'm like, man, I want to be in the park over there where the music's happening, you know?
Why am I here?
Yeah, why am I here? And so I wrote a letter to the Lafayette JCs, and then oddly enough, they kind of took my advice, and next thing I knew, they were saying, hey, y'all, you know, we're going to do the food festival in the park. And I'm like, thank goodness, man. By then, though, I'd quit doing the food part and kind of gotten involved in, you know, this is my 20th anniversary of being involved with the festival from an organizational standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of went from food. This is the one weekend out of the year I don't cook anything.
Right.
I just listen to music. And but yeah, eventually it all. And then the crafts fair was still going on at the Hyman Center up until, gosh, I don't know, recent, you know, six or seven years ago, maybe. I don't know. I lose track of time. But the crafts fair was still happening in the Hyman Center. And that's when we said, well, y'all come to the park. Y'all need to be in the park. It all needs to be in one spot.
Right.
And so now it is.
And when the festival first started, it was basically one stage. Mm-hmm. And now tell us a little bit about all that. I mean, how many stages do we have?
Five stages. Five music stages, five music venues. We have the cult. We took it over from the Lafayette JCs about 5 years ago. Since that, we informed a new community board. And since then, we've added the Cultus sur le Table, the Chef's Demo Stage. We did this in 1 year. The Chef's Demo Stage, we brought the dance hall into the mix, and we brought back the children's area because the children's area had kind of faded off into the sunset. So we added those three venues the first year after we reformed with a separate community board. And then we've added the sports. Since then, we've added the sports tent where you can watch the football games on Saturday and Sunday, so uh-huh. you don't have to miss any kickoffs.
Right.
And this year, you know, you think you're never going to add new – you think at some point, okay, it's pretty much we got everything we need. Then we decide, you know, KRVS, you guys are going to come in with a live tent, do some – you know, you've always done some broadcasting from the grounds, but you guys are going to come in with a live tent. We have a baby B&B that we've added to the mix where if you're a mother with a small child, you can – you know, we have a little changing room and some amenities for mm-hmm. you to kind of do your thing. And so it's like, you know, it's kind of like never say never, you know.
You also have cooking demonstrations.
The chef's demo stage is turning into one of our most popular. We have chefs both Saturday and Sunday. We have some healthy Cajun cooking recipes from LouisianaTwoStep.com. We have chefs from throughout the city. They're going to be coming in and sharing recipes. You know, of course, the Bayou Food Festival. So I was out there, you know, and it's like we kind of run out of real estate in Girard Park.
It's expand.
But we have the other side of the lake. You know, our ultimate goal is to absorb, you know, occupy the entire park.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about maybe doing some, you know, waterways and things like that play an integral part in our culture down here. And we did a waterways exhibit a number of years ago, but it was only a one-year project. So we're talking about maybe doing something along those lines. So, I mean, we're always kicking around ideas from a programming standpoint of ways to enhance. And what we've done in the last 4 to 5 years, Cecil, is we attempted to enhance the programming, enhance the production value, and make the coming to the festival more comfortable for our people that attend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, better signage, more amenities, better... we're doing some park beautification. We have a park beautification projects on the table to try and make the grass a little greener. And so we're always thinking of ways, how can we make it more comfortable for people who want to come to this festival?
And they do each and every year. And just about everybody who's anybody in the Cajun and Creole world will be out there performing over those five stages mm-hmm. throughout the weekend. And the festival this year, of course, every year, at least for the past several years, has been dedicated to someone. Who are we honoring this year?
Well, we have two. The theme is Cajun and Creole cowboy culture. We have a really vibrant horse and cattle culture here in Louisiana, in this part of Louisiana. And, you know, the first cowboys in America were a group of French-speaking Cajun and Creoles from down around Vermilion Parish. And there was the Dotry Cattle Compact down there, and they sent these cowboys into Mexico to run cattle from Mexico back into Louisiana. So that is kind of the theme, and so we were trying to think of a musician who kind of fell within those parameters. And the first one that came to mind without giving it much thought was Mr. Boozoo Chavis.
Now, Boozoo, was Boozoo the first Zydeco artist to play festival? I don't know if – I can't think if he was for sure. I know he was the first one I remember seeing. But
well, you know, Clifton Chenier.
Oh, Clifton had played. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
the very first one.
Boisec Ardoin, Canray Fontenot, those guys were the first ones. And then Boozoo came later,
right,
in the 80s. Because you got to remember, Boozoo was retired.
That's
when the festival started. He retired in the 60s, in the early 60s, maybe the late 50s, had given up the music business and went back to his ranch at Dog Hill out there in Lake Charles and just decided to hang out with his horses and his cattle.
Right.
And then in the late 80s, he came out of retirement and started playing again. Of course, the rest is history. I mean, what I love about Boozoo, man, is from the first note, man, it was just like, it was full blown, you know.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
just out there, man. It was just like, okay, here you are, man. From the first note of the accordion, that's what was so great about Boozoo, in my opinion. And so we have his family. His grandsons are actually playing the festival. They played the festival they played the festival probably three times, the Dog Hill Stompers. And so they're going to be playing Saturday. We have Margaret John, Boozoo's daughter, Pancho Chavis is coming out. So we're going to have a little honoring ceremony on Saturday, and then we're doing also at the Louisiana Folk Roots Atelier, we're doing a kind of a life and music of Boozoo Chavis. And so it's great. To, and, man, the poster art this year by Tony Bernard, if you haven't seen it yet, it's incredible. It's one of the – it's, you know, we've done a lot of great posters in the past. I thought last year's was our best, done by Megan Barra, but Tony has really done a great poster for this year. So you want to check that out at our merch tent, because it's a great picture of Boozoo that, I mean, and when I'm telling you he nailed it, he nailed it. It's
yeah,
amazing.
He did, and just the whole visual of him there with his apron on, you know, playing accordion. I'll just never forget the first time I saw him, and I think it was the early 80s.
Well, I actually convinced Tony to put the apron on him. He couldn't grasp the apron concept, and I actually have –
That was your idea?
Yeah, I have a signed Boozoo and Leona apron from him. And I'm like, man, you got to put the apron on, because that's when you saw Boozoo, he had that apron on. So the apron, and it's got the Get Cooking with Leona and Boozoo at the bottom. And so, yeah, I mean, but Tony really did an awesome job. When he was doing the pencil sketches, I was kind of giving him a hard time, because I was like, I don't know, man. He said, trust me. And, man, when I saw the final product, man, it was incredible. It's just – even Boozoo used to do this little thing with his tongue when he would play. And Tony even captured that, man. It's amazing.
Well, it's going to be happening this weekend. And, you know, back in the old days, festivals at Carrier Creole was just Friday. It was just Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Now we got a Friday component in the evenings.
Yeah, we decided, you know, the stages are there, the sound's set up. Let's bring in a couple of bands. We open up one half of the park. Downtown Live has decided not to go live this Friday, so they're gonna acquiesce the evening to us. So we're very excited. We want to thank Downtown Live for that. Yeah, we just decided, what the heck, the food vendors love it. They get to open up. The merch tent on that side is open up. And last year on the Friday was incredible. I had never seen – I mean, I've been to every festival or involved in every festival – I mean, involved in the past 20 festivals. I had never seen crowds like that. It was amazing. And so you want to get there early. We're going to have the official cutting of the boudin at 5 o'clock. And then Gino Delafos is going to roll at 5:15 with special guest Joel Saunier. And then we have Jambalaya Cajun Band. They're going to be doing kind of a Cajun music country set. We got D.L. Menard, Belton Richard, and unfortunately, Mr. Jimmy C. Newman was supposed to come in, but he had a little accident. He fell. He's okay, but he's unable to travel at this time. So we're going to have Joel Saunier also sit in with Terry Huwald and the Jambalaya Cajun Band. And then Saturday just rolls nonstop, Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10:30. We have the Mass on Sunday at 9:30. We end at around 8 o'clock on Saturday and around 7:30 on Sunday, but it's like you were saying, it's a who's who of Cajun exotico music.
Yeah, not to be missed. So just the only thing we can suggest is get yourself out there, and you will have a great time. Everyone's looking forward to it. Is there a website that if anybody wants to get lined up, schedules, things like that?
We just launched a brand new website, man. It really came out nice. It's festivals with an S, Acadiens, acadiens.com, festivalsacadiens.com. We got all the schedule. Like I said, brand new website. Really came out nice. And you can find us on Facebook. We're posting updates and all that nonstop. And, we just want to encourage everybody to come out, leave your ice chest at home. It is a fundraiser after all. And or you can bring the ice chest empty and fill it up with beverages when you get there.
Gotcha.
But, so anyway, we're excited about the weekend. Everybody's fired up. The weather's incredible. The park is looking good, and we're ready to roll.
Well, we're going to be rolling with it. And when you can't be at the festival, if you're on your way there, just put your radio on KRVS, and we'll be carrying all of the music both Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 12 noon both days, taking it to the last note at the end of the day.
We're excited about that.
Well, we are too, man. Well, Pat, thanks so much for coming by, and we're looking forward to Festivals of Carrière Creole that's coming up this Friday.
All right, Cecil, thanks.
This is some Buzu Chavis. Riley, Mamou Playboys. This is the time for change from the album Grand Isle. Blue Runners.
We're gonna bump on down to the alley.
Revelers here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, redoing that great Ruby and the Jewels classic, Kidnapper. And then before that, it was Blue Runners, Voodoo Mins and Voodoo Dolls, and Steve Riley and the Mamu Playboys, and this is the time for change. From Together Through Life, this is Bob Dylan.
Well, I love you, pretty baby. You're the only love I've ever known. Just as long as you stay with me, the whole world is my throne. Down here lies nothing, nothing we could call our own. Well, I'm moving after midnight down boulevards of broken cars. Don't know what I'd do without it, without this love that we call ours. Down here lies nothing, nothing but the moon and the stars. Every street there's a window, and every window made of glass. We'll keep on loving, pretty baby, for as long as love will last. Down here lies nothing but the mountains of the past. ship is in harbor and the sails are spread. Listen to me, pretty baby, lay your hand upon my head. Beyond here lies nothing, nothing done and nothing said.
Thank you. get on up. Come on, get on up. Dance to the blues with me.
David Egan closing out this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle.